Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player headlines in Major League Baseball. Braves pitcher Max Fried will undergo a precautionary MRI on his right hamstring after Tuesday's loss to the Marlins. The 27-year-old apparently suffered the injury while running the bases after his final at-bat Tuesday, so it's not the reason behind his struggles for a second consecutive start. Cubs pitcher Kyle Hendricks did not start Tuesday at Milwaukee out of an abundance of caution since he isn't feeling well. The decision was announced less than a half hour before first pitch, pushing Alec Mills into an emergency spot start for the Cubs. Blue Jays outfielder George Springer will not accompany the Blue Jays on the upcoming road trip that runs through April 25th. He took batting practice Tuesday, but will be getting work in at the alternate training site while Toronto heads out on a 9-game road trip that is followed by an off day. The main slate of MLB games Wednesday features 7 games starting at 7:05 Eastern. Pitching includes Dustin May, who will be a popular choice Wednesday night as a huge favorite in a game tied for the lowest run total on the slate at 8. May scored 52 fantasy points in his first outing, and he now has a very favorable matchup at home. The Rockies, in a limited sample, only have a 255 weighted on-base percentage on the road against right-handed pitching to start the season. Also consider Charlie Morton. Morton just scored 46 fantasy points at home against the Phillies and gets a Miami team that has a 26% strikeout rate and a 270 wOBA against right-handed pitching. For offense, one value bat is DJ Stewart of the Orioles. Stewart has hit the ground running since returning, scoring 9, 12, 2, and 12.7 fantasy points in his first 3 games back. Most notably is his good eye at the plate, as he's drawn 4 walks in 10 plate appearances. He's facing Justin Dunn, who is a work in progress and gives Stewart the favorable lefty versus righty matchup. In the NBA tonight, we have 11 games on tap. The Wizards-Kings game has the highest total, while the Heat-Nuggets matchup is tied for the lowest. Tonight is one night to consider a Westbrook-Bradley Beal stack, as they do face the Kings. Beal is a 10K guy when he's 100%, so it's not a bad play at all at this price. He came very close to 5x value against Utah, and this could be a night where he tops 50 fantasy points. Kevin Porter is one value play, as he continues to do a bit of everything for the Rockets. Note that he had 14 dimes against the Suns in his last game. The Pacers are tough, but they are on a back-to-back on the road. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.